Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 1-800-958-6699. That's 1-800-958-6699. Again, 1-800-958-6699.
Nothing is as constant as change. And of course, the digital revolution is changing the way we live. We hope that we at Into Tomorrow can help you. We've been trying to do that for some 23 years on the air now. I'm Dave Graveline. If you've got any questions, comments, concerns, maybe you just want to share a little tech rage, that's okay, too. We want to hear from you anytime at your convenience, 24-7. Either use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps, or it still works the old-fashioned way, 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686. Anytime when you've got a question, a comment, a concern, maybe you just want to help another listener or share your favorite app these days, that would be terrific. We do want to hear from you. You make the program. Our next guest helps give families the tools they need to make the choices that work for them. She's a family technology expert with Google, LaToya Drake. LaToya, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
Okay. I understand, among other things, you help to help parents, I guess, manage their devices, their screen time with kids, apps that the kids might be using, that sort of thing. What is it that a family technology expert with Google does?
Well, we realize that, you know, technology is something that's pretty pervasive. Kids are using it, parents are using it, teachers. And what we think about is, how can we design tools that really make it easy for parents to stay on top of what their kids are doing, helping them to make good decisions? I'll give you the reason why. We realize that technology is not going anywhere. The stat there is that 50% of kids by the time they're 12 have social media accounts. You know, over 75% of them between 6 and 12 have smartphones. It is something that is a part of our everyday lives. So what we think about is, how can we build technology in a way that helps parents help kids, and how can we really put some of those tips together in a way that's really useful?
Did you say that 75% of kids over 6 years old have cell phones?
Between 6 and 12.
Wow.
Over 75% of them. Yeah, and they're very stunning numbers, and it just shows you how quickly things change and how quickly kids adopt new technology.
Yeah, not just using their parents' phones, but they have a phone at 6 or 7 years old.
They've got the devices.
Jeez.
They have them in hand.
Wow. All right, so then one of the things I'm guessing that you guys help do, not only for parents, but helping kids, for example, understand how privacy should be working, how security plays an important role. Do kids, even at that age, get it?
They have to start getting it. You know, the technology is going to be here. And what we think is, it's time to start teaching kids sooner rather than later. You talked about, how do we do that? We created a site. It's called Be Internet Awesome. And what that does is, it teaches kids about things like cyberbullying. It teaches them about safety and security. It teaches them about phishing. And it does it in a way that's easy to understand. Whether you're, you know, very young on the spectrum or you're getting up into your early teens, it is meant to give kids that information in a way that they can process it, they can digest, but also show that it is important. It is important for you to know about bullying online. It is important for you to know that you've got to take care of your identity, because we do know that they will probably continue to use these devices. We want to make them smarter sooner rather than later.
So how is it that you help the kids, for example, especially these younger kids that may not realize that, because if they think, hopefully, they're talking to a classmate or something of that nature, chatting, that giving their address is not a good thing to do? How do you make the kids get that big picture?
And what has to happen is it has to be put in a language and a format that they can understand. So if you're on the site, it walks them through those different types of exercises, give them examples, let them play a game. And I mentioned this to say, not to say that it is, you know, minimizing the importance, but when we think about how do you teach kids something that is as important as cyberbullying, how do you put it in a language that they can understand? We did have the teams put together this site because it is a useful way to teach. It is a useful way for kids to learn. And I will say this, we do hear from educators who say this is something that also needs to be taught in the school. So this is a website that easily a teacher could use. It's easily something that they could use to teach kids about these things. They sound scary, but it's important for kids to know about these things, security, cyberbullying, and the like.
And I'm glad you brought up educators, because what can teachers use in the classrooms then? I mean, obviously point them to this website, but how do teachers help educate kids, for example, especially about online security?
If we're talking about what teachers can do, and this is also something that, you know, is important for parents as well, there are certain tips and techniques that we talk about that we hope that adults are using and passing down to children about staying safe and staying smart online. For instance, we tell people when you're online, you know, if you're in Chrome, look for things like a lock in the URL bar, lets you know you're on a safe or secure site. We also realize that people click around on things by accident that you don't mean to. So we do build things into the technology that back you up a little bit, that give you that extra layer of don't go there, this is not a good place. But when we think about parents, what can parents do before kids even get to school? It's all about teaching them some tips. We've got a link. It's called, an app is called Family Link, and that allows parents to do things like manage the apps that kids download. It lets you set things like screen time if you want to say, this is how much time I want my kid to spend on the device before it shuts down. And also lets you set things like bedtime. When you say, it's time to go to bed, this is what time the device is powered down. No more. Good night. We'll try technology again in the morning.
And I would imagine it's certainly more of a stressful moment with parents these days with so many devices that kids can get online. I mean, it used to be the computer, and then it became the computer and the cell phone, and now it's like everything, you know, gaming devices and you know, things that we just simply use to watch TV, and they can be online. So how is it that you can encompass everything that a child may be encountering and help them with all of those devices? As you said earlier, sometimes they may just click somewhere accidentally.
You're right. There are multiple devices that we often use. I know I myself have many that I use. But when we think about something like an app, that's meant to give a parent that one-stop shop where they can manage their kids' devices. We know that it can be stressful to keep up with all the devices, all the profiles. But if you at least got one place to start, we hope that helps. And yes, technology does change very quickly, and we're trying to stay on top of that change and just introducing these types of features that make it not only good for parents, but hopefully kids can start to learn from their parents and really get smart about their behavior.
You talk on the site about the Internet Code of Awesome. What exactly is that?
The Internet Code of Awesome. This is, you know, there are things that we put out there, like it's okay to be kind, just teaching kids, you know, certain qualities, certain points of view that are okay to say out loud, almost like a value system. It is fine to be a good person online. It is fine to be smart online. It is cool even. So we try to start there and just start to socialize some good behaviors, some good practices that are good for kids to know, and we hope they start to carry with them.
Yeah, things like when in doubt, talk it out. I mean, you're encouraging them to perhaps bring it up to an adult, a teacher, parent, hopefully, that there's some curiosity here and they don't know if it's a place they should be. Well, ask about it, I'm guessing, right?
Absolutely. You know, here in New York, there's signs that say, if you see something, say something. That certainly applies here. If you see something, say something, ask about it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Play safe, learn safe, and stay safe. Certainly something that all of us as parents want to be concerned about. And do you think that in doing so, we can get to a point, I hope in the near future, maybe slightly into tomorrow, if you will, that parents can feel comfortable just letting their kids use a device and not have to be over their shoulder the whole time?
We hope so. We hope we all reach that point where everyone's comfortable. But we do think your first step is certainly education, learning some of these tips and techniques, and also really empowering parents so that they feel good about the time that their kids spend on their devices and online. And kids, you'll feel good about that time, too.
Sure. And, of course, you're working with several experts in online safety, which is very helpful. Connect Safely, I Keep Safe, Family Online Safety Institute, folks that we've talked with over the years as well, all doing a great job to help the kids. But really, it boils down to the parent, most importantly, of course, to be involved in your child's life, including your child's online life. Don't just assume because they hit kids for Netflix that it's going to be fine and they can just walk away and not look back, or whatever. You know, sometimes it's or that they go to a Disney site or any number of things. It doesn't mean that they can't still go elsewhere. So it's important to be internet awesome, as you say. G.co, how clever, G for Google, .co/beinternetawesome. We'll link everyone there.
You have been disconnected by the chairperson. Goodbye.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Well, and even though we were rudely disconnected by the Google public relations people, I guess, well, that was odd, a strange thing that I've never heard before during an interview. But if you want to if you want to be Internet awesome, hit up g.co/beinternetawesome. Or while you're at it, hit up intotomorrow.com, and we'll link you to all of our guests, including those that don't just disconnect in the middle of an interview. Intotomorrow.com. Wow.